Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
And just like that, we have answers. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. In for Greeny, we are presented by Progressive Insurance at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. According to Woj, just moments ago, the NBA has suspended Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies star, for 25 games to start the 2023-24 season. I am wholly disappointed with this. I really thought that the league in this instance would step up, and considering he had basically flouted the league to their face by doing the exact same thing that he did a few weeks earlier, that the league would step up and make an example of Ja Morant, and they did not do that, and they did what they had to do to get it past the Players Association. Canty, I'm very disappointed with that decision.
I'm surprised, given the pattern of the behavior from Ja. I mean, they suspended him 25 games, which amounts to 30% of the regular season. I feel like this is another slap on the wrist by Adam Silver, and even though he was embarrassed, this is a situation where I don't know that the discipline is actually going to serve as a deterrent for Ja or any of the other NBA players that would choose to engage in similar behaviors. I mean, flashing guns on social media is a big enough issue, especially after the commissioner advises you against it. But then you also got to factor in the incident at his house with the young prep player where he supposedly brandished a firearm. There was the incident at the sneaker store with somebody in his camp brandished a firearm. You had the incident at the Indiana Pacers road game where somebody in his camp brandished a firearm or a laser pointer where they thought it could have been the laser sights for a firearm. You're talking about five or six incidents over the past couple of years with Ja Morant and guns. At some point, it has to stop. And I'm sorry, an 8-game suspension for the first violation with him on social media at the club in Colorado with a gun, followed up weeks later with him on social media with the gun and his buddy driving the car in a 25-game suspension. It just doesn't feel like it's enough to curb Ja Morant from continuing to do what he's been doing all along. And it's setting itself up for a potential tragedy to happen in the future, knowing that this guy is engaging in gunplay and also knowing some of the affiliations, some of the people that this guy chooses to surround himself with.
So here is the statement from Adam Silver that was just put out in the league's release. Ja Morant's decision to once again wield a firearm on social media is alarming and disconcerting given his similar conduct in March, for which he was already suspended 8 games. The potential for other young people to emulate Ja's conduct is particularly concerning. Under these circumstances, we believe a suspension of 25 games is appropriate and makes clear that engaging in reckless and irresponsible behavior with guns will not be tolerated. For Ja, basketball needs to take a back seat at this time. Prior to his return to play, he will be required to formulate and fulfill a program with the league that directly addresses the circumstances that led him to repeat this destructive behavior. That's the quote from Adam Silver just moments ago, and there's nothing else really attached to it. Certain conditions he has to meet before he returns to play, and ineligible in any public league or team activities, including preseason games, during the course of his suspension.
Yeah, the suspension puts Ja in line to play about as many games as he played last year in the regular season or the year before that. Last year, he played in 61 games, so he missed 21 games. And in the year before that, he played in 57 games, which means he missed exactly 25 games. And that has not stopped the Memphis Grizzlies from being at the top of the Western Conference. Now, certainly different circumstances, and you have to wonder how this suspension and some of the other subsequent moves that the Grizzlies are going to make this offseason affect their overall culture. But, yeah, again, I just feel like this is awfully light given what we've seen from Ja Morant over the last couple of years. I get it. This is not just an Adam Silver decision. This is something that he had to be cooperative and collaborative with the MBPA on, and Tamika Tremaglio. But this is one of those situations, big fella, that I think you got to take a stance as the commissioner, because you are the one that protects the integrity of the sport, and this flies in the face of what you want your business model to be about.
So I'm doing the math on it, and it's roughly 30% of Ja Morant's salary for the coming year.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's going to miss 30% of the regular season games.
Right, no, but I'm doing the math on what the actual number is.
Okay.
It's $10.18 million that he's going to lose on this.
Okay.
Look, $10 million is a steep price to pay.
It's $10 million now. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a steep price to pay for anything. I worry about a few things here, as I've kind of outlined. I worry not just about the behavior that gets emulated by others. I worry about the collective issue that we are facing with firearms in general, Second Amendment stuff aside. I worry about the fact that this is going right in the face of the league when he did this not 2 months earlier, and basically they tripled the suspension. I don't know that the full-on message gets sent, and I also worry about Ja. He may be in a position where he has to go through and deal with therapy and all that kind of stuff over the next several months. And I hope he gets through it, and I hope he comes out the other side of this better for it. But there are just times, Canty, where I think, not going overboard necessarily, but really delivering a firm message in what you are saying really helps illustrate the point more, and I'm not convinced that that happened right here. As far as other players, when they look at it and how this went down, as far as Adam Silver's relationship with the players, and maybe at times a little too cozy because you have to be able to put your foot down sometimes, and just when it comes to John Morant's overall safety in the future, the fact that he doesn't necessarily get that he's asking for people to step up to him as a tough guy.
Hell, I'm a lot less worried about his safety and more worried about the safety of the people around him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried about his teammates. I'm worried about other NBA players. I'm worried about, you know, patrons that might be at an establishment where he chooses to go because of the people that he's going there with and what those folks are into. That's who I'm worried about. At this point, I'm not worried about John Morant. If he wants to say he's getting treatment and lie to the commissioner and lie to us about understanding the gravity, the full weight of the behaviors that he's engaging in, that's his business. I mean, if he wants to turn himself into a cautionary tale for others, that's fine. But don't make it somebody else's tragedy. At this point, like, with all of the behaviors and the pattern that we've seen with him and guns over the last couple of years, I'm not sold that a 25-game suspension is going to change his behavior. But I'm concerned about what that means in the future in terms of the things that he chooses to do, who he chooses to do them with, and what that could lead to for other people that might be in the area at the time.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. So let's get your reaction. Last hour we were asking if it was between 18 and 30 games, did they get it right? It's 25, we know that now. Scott, Manhattan, New York, up first, ESPN Radio. Scott, what do you think?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Good morning. Listen, you know what? I thought it should have been upward of like 35, no more than that. But like I was just telling the host, I said, if they didn't learn anything from Aaron Hernandez, listen, this is set up for a recipe for disaster because this guy's a young, talented guy. But like the company that he's keeping, whatever, you know, it's going to be a downfall for him. But I'm just hoping that, you know, that it just changed around and that he gets it, you know. And it's a lot of other factors that go into this, you know, with the union and him being a young black African-American male. So it's like a lot of things going to it. But, I mean, I just hope that he gets it, you know, because he is the face of the league. And, you know, and he is one of my favorite players, too. So that's why I'm on it.
Well, Scotty, let me ask you this question. Do you think a 25-game suspension is going to finally get through to him after already being suspended once and having to talk to the commission? Do you think that that's going to be the thing that breaks through and finally sends the message to Ja Morant that he can't do this?
I think it should have been more. I was thinking it should have been like 35, you know, other than 10 more games. And like I said, but the money is a lot. $10 million is a lot of money. But like I said, you never know, can't you? You know how these young guys are on that today. You know, you hope that he gets it, but he didn't get it the last time. And did it take a tragedy for something to really happen? And that's why I keep going back to the Aaron Hernandez thing, because that's what this is leading to.
Well, you hope that's not the situation.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You hope that's not the situation. But to what Scotty was saying and what I was alluding to, if he hadn't learned after the first suspension and the first sit down with the commissioner, the 25 games ain't going to do it. That's not going to do it. I get that it's $10 million, but it's all relative, people. The guy is on a $200 million contract. The guy has a nine-figure deal with Nike. He's got his own signature shoe, which they have taken off their website, but they're probably going to put it back on at some point during next year's regular season. Like, Ja Morant is a billion-dollar brand. That's what he represents. So the $10 million is relative. It's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it still feels like it's light given the gravity of the circumstance and what could potentially happen with him choosing to engage in gunplay.
Joe, next in ESPN Radio. Joe, what's going on?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate it.
I just always go back to the Jason Williams of the New Jersey Nets. He played with guns forever, and then eventually that got him in some hot sauce. And that was my point. So what's Ja Morant's camp going to do? Like, he's putting himself in his thug life, and he grew up in a private school. Can we talk about that? It's like he's not a thug.
See, like, whether or not you get into that, I don't care about that right now. What I care about is the gun itself. Stupid behavior. Now, whatever's going to correct that. The people around him. Who is advising him right now? Who are the guys that are really, truly in the inner circle? Because that has to change. That has to change.
It's not going to change with a 25-game suspension.
I know.
He missed 21 games last year due to injury. He missed 25 games the season before that. Being off the court for 20 to 25 games ain't going to move the needle for Ja Morant.
I agree.
It's not.
I agree. But at this point, to me, this is more on the
NBA players don't take the regular season seriously until the All-Star break anyway.
They take seriously the money. Whatever the number is, all they care about is the number translates to how much money I'm losing. That's it. And Chris, we both agree. This does not deliver the message. And you see, to me, this is very much on the Players Association. Because if this was the number that they could collectively come to agree on, it's the Players Association not looking out for the best interests of this player in particular.
Two things. Number one, I get what you're saying about the money. I think what means more is the player and his accountability to his teammates in the locker room. You have a better chance when you have a player that makes as much as Ja Morant of being able to change his behavior when they see that the guys in the locker room don't really rock with you because of the position that you put them in and how you jeopardize all of their hard work because of what the season is going to potentially be with him off the court and him being such a big part of the team. So that's one. Second part, when it comes to this suspension and anything that happens that may happen with Ja Morant in the future that could be surrounding firearms, not only is Ja Morant culpable, but you're also talking about the commissioner and Adam Silver, and you're talking about the MBPA and Tamika Tramaglio being complicit. And that's the damn shame of it all. That's the shame of it all. That's the shame of it all.
Greeny, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. And to your point a second ago, it's an interesting question that we'll explore as well. If you're the Memphis Grizzlies, how is he now going to be received in that locker room? And do you need to start thinking about maybe Ja Morant not being the centerpiece of your future? It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Greeny, the podcast.
Ja Morant suspended 25 games by the NBA, came out at the top of the hour. Woj broke the story. NBA sent out their release just a little while ago with Adam Silver's statement. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. You can watch Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click on watch, look for Greeny, and enjoy. Last hour, we had Tim McMahon on, ESPN NBA reporter, who spent a lot of time around the Grizzlies during the postseason. And, Chris, we asked him about how this now positions the Grizzlies in the future and the questions about whether or not they need to be asking if he is the guy to center their future around.
Memphis has never had a player with this kind of a talent. They might never have another one. So I think that you have to, as the Grizzlies organization, exhaust every possible way you can have to maximize this guy's potential. But the simple fact is the harsh reality of this might not work out is slapping them in the face. Now, way too early to act upon that. Obviously, if it does reach a point of maybe it's in your best interest to explore trading Ja Morant, the time to do that is not as he's about to have a long suspension announced or while he's in the midst of a long suspension.
Can't do it yet, Chris, but it may not be all that far off.
No, but I think this is a summer 2024 conversation more so than an offseason to explore that if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. I think you have to get him back on the court. You have to try to maximize the value if you are going to move a player of this ilk, because this is a franchise-changing player. Like, he's got that kind of talent. Like, he's got MVP potential. You just don't trade guys like that all willy-nilly. Like, you have to make sure that there is a deliberate plan in place in terms of what you're going to get in return for him, where your franchise is going. Now, what I will also say is them trying to make some decisions in the interest of changing their culture this summer is going to go a long ways in terms of creating the kind of environment that's conducive to Ja Morant changing his overall behavior, right? Moving on from Dylan Brooks, getting that knucklehead out of the locker room, cleaning up some of those issues, sending a message to the rest of the players on that roster about being more professional, being more focused on the task at hand. I think that only serves to foster an environment where you're going to get the best version of Ja Morant. So I think that's where Memphis starts. That's what Taylor Jenkins focuses on and Zach Kleiman. And then they move on from that once they get Ja back and they see how it goes for the remainder of the regular season and on into the postseason next year.
You made this point off the air the other day. The guy a lot of this is going to fall on is Jaren Jackson Jr. He has got to step up and start to be that more mature guy who helps set that tone, because you do have to be a player of a certain level to be able to command that kind of respect. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Tim is up next on the phone lines at 888-729-3776. Tim, what do you think?
Hey, guys, love the show. I just wanted to say maybe it's best that he don't be away from the team, you know, because if he get half the season off, then he go hang with the guys, hang with the gang, he might get in more trouble. So maybe he needs to be around the team, and maybe they can do like a gun violence thing, like put an NBA, like some kind of campaign, and make him the face of it. He can go see some of these guys that got shot, you know, and suffer because of gun violence.
Well, the league is saying that he not only has the suspension, but there are particular things that he has to accomplish, whether it's therapy, whether it's going through particular programs along those lines. It's not just a suspension. You can't come back before we're happy with where you are.
Well, here's the thing that I know about professional athletes. You got to take something away that's meaningful. And taking away the game, taking away a guy's money, those mean something.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say maybe you shouldn't take him away from the team, well, that's not up to the league. That's not up to the NBPA. That's up to Ja Morant. And he made decisions that now warrant them serving out this kind of discipline. He's going to have to be away from the team. And maybe this time away from the team and not being able to play basketball on the biggest stage in the world forces him to reflect, forces him to be more introspective, and change the behaviors that we've seen from him over the last couple of years. Now, 8-Ball says doubtful as far as I'm concerned, but we'll see if this 25-game suspension ends up getting through to Ja Morant in terms of making him understand the full weight of what he's doing.
He gets 25. Here's Big Rob in Charlotte, North Carolina. Rob, did they get it right?
Absolutely not. Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. First thing first, it is a privilege to play at the level that he plays. I think the NBA, MBPA, needs to look at this situation and set a precedent. The narrative that we're setting is that because he is such a marketable player and he can make money for not only the league, but for the team of Memphis, is disgusting. You look on any website, Memphis is in the top five of the most dangerous cities when it comes to gun violence. And this guy is in the center of Memphis. And it bothers me that because he is a marketable player, that we're okay with just denying the fact that he has continued to do horrible things when it comes to gun violence, being that that is such a hot topic at this moment in time.
Rob, I understand where you're coming from, and I get where it makes you sick, but are you new? The idea that he's a marketable player and one of the great young stars in the league, of course that's going to come into consideration. Of course the money comes into consideration. I think your best point is the violence issues that Memphis has always had as a city. Not always, I should say, but certainly for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, what Rob was doing is laying out a perfect world argument. We don't live in a perfect world.
Exactly.
And the decisions that Adam Silver makes are going to be influenced by money because guess what? That's what the Board of Governors wants. That's what all of these team owners want, a robust bottom line. And in Adam Silver's tenure, that's what he's been able to provide in large part due to being able to broker labor peace with the MBPA and having good relationships with the players and the players' union. But this is one of those instances where this is a defining moment, not only for Ja Morant's career, but for Adam Silver's career and for Tamika Tramaglio, the MBPA executive director's career. Because if there's one more false move that leads to something more traumatic than what we've already seen from Ja Morant, and there's a victim that's not named Ja Morant, all of a sudden, not only is Ja Morant responsible for it, but you have to question whether or not those other individuals, those other entities are culpable in all of this. Could they have done something more significant in the way of discipline to get through to Ja Morant? Because I just don't think this is it, big fella. I don't. And I get that we're outlining a hypothetical, but in the time and space we live in, with the problems that this country is facing with gun violence, is it really a bridge too far to have this conversation today? Is it? No. I don't think it is.
Nope.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
Father's Day coming up this weekend. No, Greeny had a great weekend last weekend. I heard him talking about it the other day. His daughter graduating from Northwestern.
Uh-huh.
Pretty awesome.
Very awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Father's Day, as we
Chicago's
said.
A great summer town, by the way, too.
Oh.
You know, I got married last summer in Chicago.
Yes.
Wife is from Chicago.
I mean, I
it's
wouldn't
an
know.
Amazing town.
I wouldn't know because I wasn't invited, but I heard that it was a great affair.
Well, I just had to make sure that we had enough food for everybody.
Wow.
You walked into it.
Wow.
You walked really into did. It.
I thought you were going to say you had to make sure that we had someone to host the show, but you went a different direction. No.
I went for the jugular.
No,
Cam.
He chose violence.
I chose violence today. Speaking of which, Amazon for the win. Got Dad's golf balls going to be delivered later on today.
Literally, all you had to do is go click, swipe.
Yeah.
That was it.
And you know the best part about it? I was able to use points. So I didn't have to actually pay.
You didn't even buy them. Yeah. Oh, my God. What'd you get them, the Kirklands?
No, I got them the Titleist AVX.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good golf ball.
I wouldn't go out for the Pro V1s.
I mean, they cost the same thing.
Are the AVX the same as the Pro V1s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, AVX is a good golf ball.
Okay.
Best you can buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It seemed a little put out he's
probably never going to use them, though. My dad is El Chipo, cousin of El Chapo. Like he always uses the golf balls that he finds in the woods on the golf course rather than the nice golf balls that I buy him.
Does your dad still have the ball retriever in his bag?
He does.
Yeah,
he absolutely does. So here's the thing. Buying my dad a case of golf balls, what it really is an investment in my future experience on the golf course.
Yeah.
Because when I get out there on the golf course with him, he's going to play with the old balls that he reuses when he fires them on the course, and he just gives me all of the new ones.
Yep.
So essentially, I know they're going to be handed down to me. So I like to play with a really nice golf ball.
You really just should have had them shipped to you.
I should have.
Can't do it, Carlin.
But it's the thought that counts, Carlin.
Whatever you have to tell yourself. This is Greeny coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Let's get a couple of more calls in just a few moments. First of all, let's slide in Adam from Florida on Father's Day, wanting to chime in here. Adam, what do you got?
Gentlemen, what hits harder, saying happy Father's Day to a man who has no kids, or asking a woman when she's due when she's not expecting?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the latter. It's not even a question.
That's not even a question. And if you think that's a question, you are so out of your own trees.
Oh, my God.
You have no clue. Have you ever done it? Because I know you know better than that.
I would never do it.
Have you ever seen it happen?
No.
I have seen it happen.
Really?
Yes, I did. And I worked at SNY in New York, and I saw it happen with one of the loveliest women that I've ever known, one of the great people I've ever known.
I got to imagine that it's likened to a car crash right when it's happening.
I mean,
it's that kind of
close to it.
And that kind of fallout.
Here's what was worse. The person who did it was so unaware of, like, when he did it and he realized, oh, she's not pregnant. Oh, well. You still look great. You still look great. And he just thought, well, we'll move on. It's over. Like, no. You don't recover that quickly from that.
You don't recover at all from that.
Who does that?
You're going to be dead to that lady, whoever she is.
And how would you possibly think that you could compare those two things and they would be the same?
Yeah, it's not even offensive to say happy Father's Day if you don't have kids. Like,
No.
I'm not offended. If someone says happy Father's Day, I'm like, I don't have kids. No, you just.
I also want to apologize.
I don't know about that, Bubs. I'm not going to say that it's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
When people assume that you're like, happy Father's Day, well, I don't have kids.
Well,
it's almost like you should have kids by now. If you don't, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's not the.
It's kind of one of those things. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm in my own head about it.
Well, what's wrong with me is I chose to have a life. That's why. Nothing wrong with me. I tell you what. We'll see how happy you are when you're waking up, you know, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., and somebody else is smacking you on the face.
Oh,
Daddy,
wow.
Wake up.
Oh,
Daddy,
wow.
Wake up.
Wow.
Big fella here is snoring away. I guarantee you that. Maybe we'll roll out of bed around 8. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune in to an AL East rivalry tomorrow night as the Red Sox host the Yankees. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Listen, ultimately with Ja, Canty, I'm just really disappointed. I'm really disappointed that Adam Silver did not decide to take a little bit of a stand on this and instead just basically, in my mind, gave the number that it was going to be comfortable for the Players Association with.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not where this needed to go. I don't want to cause World War III with the Players Association, but guys, you know, even 35 would have had more of a pack, more of a wallop to it. You know, half a season felt appropriate here when the offense, while not breaking the law, was a second-time offender within the span of weeks.
We're in lockstep with that one. We both agree that this is a little bit light. It feels like another slap on the wrist for Ja Morant. But here's the question that I got to ask Adam Silver. You made me wait 2 weeks for this?
Yeah, you built that up pretty good.
You were worried about how this would take away from the postseason?
Let me tell you something.
This wasn't going to distract away from the conference finals or the NBA finals.
If you announced this at 1 o'clock on the day of game one of the finals, it would have been over with by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
This might be the lead. This might be the first part of the story on the countdown shows to tip off, but this was certainly not going to be the story that ended the conversations on all of the pregame shows or postgame shows.
No.
He built it up. He built it up with his gravitas, making it seem like this was going to be him laying the hammer down on Ja Morant. And this is essentially another slap on the wrist. And here's the deal. I don't think it serves as a deterrent for Ja Morant when it comes to curbing his behavior around gun and gun culture and his affiliations. But also when it comes to players that the commissioner asked to come sit down with him, how are players going to view the commissioner's office now?
Yeah.
I mean, does it really have any teeth? Are you really afraid of going to talk to the commissioner? Not at all.
No.
I mean, he gave Ja Morant back-to-back slap on the wrist. Hey, don't do this thing. You got an 8-game suspension because of it. Hey, we did it again. We're gonna give you a 25-game suspension. You know, less than half the season, 30% of the regular season. No, it's ridiculous. I get that he's trying to strike the right balance and not offend the Players Association. But as the commissioner of the league, your responsibility is to protect the integrity of the sport and make sure that you have the bottom line that the owners are looking for. And this is one of those things that could potentially come back to bite you down the line if the player doesn't have a change of heart and change his behavior.
It's Friday, so let's end it on a positive note.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
I just realized I said, let's end it on a positive note, and we're going to Bubba. So, I mean, I guess it's up to you.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Poor choice of words.
Let's go, Bubba.
Yeah, there's a reason Granger's spending $6 million. It's for this purpose here.
If so, what are you doing here?
Dominating the segment.
I thought you would have gotten a piece of that money by now.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
He's getting vivid seats money, not Granger money.
There'll be another car following you if you keep this up, all right?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Who you got brought to you by Granger? And we were just talking about, you just mentioned a second ago, we got Yankees and Red Sox this weekend. Two games are on our air tomorrow and Sunday on ESPN Radio. So who you got for this series this weekend? What are you thinking for this series?
Canty, you got Domingo Germán and Tanner Houck tonight. Games up in Fenway. Listen, I don't feel great about where the Yankees are right now. I would probably go Red Sox 2 out of 3.
Well, the Red Sox just took 2 out of 3 in Yankee Stadium last weekend. So, yeah, I'm going Red Sox.
Okay.
No matter how bad the Boston Red Sox are, Alex Cora is going to find a way to give the Pinstripes hell.
Yeah.
He always does.
Yep.
And with this lineup and their inconsistency in terms of scoring runs, I would bet on Boston over my team in this rivalry. I don't feel good saying it, but I have to.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
And it's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more, Bubba.
Former Giants wide receiver Homer Jones died at the age of 82, and he actually invented the spike. That's pretty impressive. So who you got as your favorite football celebration?
He invented the spike. Can we say that Gronk perfected the spike?
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
You can.
Favorite touchdown celebration, though.
Billy White Shoes Johnson back in the
day.
That's
a good one.
That's an OG right
there. You
know
one that's underrated, understated, and you wouldn't think it given the personality? Deion's dance. Deion Sanders dance. Primetime's dance in the end zone is understated and underrated. Like, it's one of the greatest celebrations of all time.
Yep.
Every kid in the Sandlot did that dance.
How quickly does Bubba get to a cowboy here?
Victor Cruz salsa dance.
That's a good one.
Good one.
That's
very
a good, good one. Saw a lot of that in 2011.
Terrell Owens, Bubba, on the star. How about that?
That's a good.
I mean, he could have a top 10 of his own. Yeah. The Sharpie was unbelievable.
The Sharpie was great.
And the popcorn was great.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, T.O. was great. I think I might go Deion, though, overall. I think to Kenny's point, I mean, I remember as a kid doing that when on the football field myself.
Final shout out to Joe Horn and the cell phone that he stuffed under the goalpost.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Excellent. That was a good one.
All thanks to Homer
Jones. Sunday Night Football.
51 years ago Monday, Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen opened. The restaurant is actually named after, do you know what it's named after?
Well, I mean, not Popeye the Sailor Man?
Nope. It is named after Jimmy Popeye Doyle from the movie The French Connection.
Oh.
You idiot.
Jeez. You idiot. Great movie. Have you ever seen it?
I have. It was all right. Who
it was
you
all right. It was all right. It's all right.
Yeah, we get it. They're going under the L. All right. Yeah.
I've never seen it, so I'm just letting you know.
Very good movie.
Never seen it.
Who you got as your number one chicken restaurant?
Popeyes.
Popeyes
is outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
The Popeye chicken sandwich. Although, the other day, I came within seconds of stopping at Wingstop for the chicken sandwich that you recommended.
Yeah, Wingstop is good for wings, but when we just talk about chicken, Popeyes is outstanding. Now, if you're in the tri-state area, Charles Pan Fried Chicken is a local chain.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable fried chicken.
Really?
Unbelievable fried chicken and a mac and cheese smash. I mean, it hits.
Listen,
it slaps, cuz.
You know.
Mac and cheese is unbelievable.
Okay.
Charles Pan Fried Chicken. I'm going to say it again. For those in the back, I'm going to say it again. Charles Pan Fried Chicken is outstanding. Outstanding.
Next.
Who You Got brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by 1 minute. 139 years ago today. What a day. The first roller coaster opened in Brooklyn. So you guys, roller coaster fans, you ready to go? Hop on. Who you got?
Bubs, how the hell am I a roller coaster fan? I can't fit on a roller coaster.
We'll
I'm 6'8", 350
we'll
pounds.
We'll get you on one.
Let me tell you something.
How am I going to fit on
and
the
I'm
roller
sure
coaster?
And I'm sure Carlin can't either.
There is nothing more humiliating and physically painful than being of a certain size, sitting down on a roller coaster, and that bar comes into your chest.
And here comes Fatty.
Here comes Fatty, exactly. back when I could fit in them, yes, I was a roller coaster guy, but it's been a bit.
The bar actually can't lock on my legs.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting in the roller coaster, it's usually a two-seat. Like, the bar can't come down and lock on my legs.
Yeah.
That's how tight it is for me. So I can't fit in the roller coaster. Not a roller coaster fan.
Last thing anybody wants to see is me falling out of them, coming down, flying on top of them.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.